next in the world.
I haven't been
okay, come on. Come on here. I don't know what the problem is, but anyway, we'll go ahead and start without the recording. That's fine. So first of all, I'd like to welcome everybody to the interview this evening. I am the eCourse guru, Drew Paletto. Some of you might know me as Andrew Paletto from RealMortgageTraining.com. I have several businesses out there. So don't be alarmed if you hear me talking about e-courses, if you're used to hearing me talk about mortgages and vice versa. What we're going to talk to tonight is Kathy Perkins, the WordPress wizard. And let me give you a little bit of background on Kathy. And she has a BS in mathematics, and believe it or not, so do I. You know, when people hear me talk about numbers, sometimes they won't believe that, but it's true. She also has a master's degree in physics. Oh, my gosh, Kathy, that's pretty good. She was a licensed dispensing optician and owned her own optical shop. During that time, she found herself spending way too much time on the CP computerizing records, okay? At a very young age, she had midlife crisis and became a mainframe computer programmer. That was her real calling. And she started her own business on the internet dealing with dogs, and then she became a WordPress user. And as a programmer, she was enticed to know how WordPress works. And that was it. She was hooked, and now she teaches, she coaches, she consults about blogging and WordPress, and she's known as the WordPress wizard. Kathy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Barely. I can barely hear you. So if you can crank it up a notch, it would help.
Okay, is that better?
A little bit, yes. That's good. That's good. So, Kathy, tonight we're going to talk about blogging in a 2.0 world, right?
Yes.
Blogging with WordPress in a 2.0 world. So, first of all, I'll tell you what, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everybody what you're all about and what you do.
Okay. You kind of said it all there in a short sentence, but I'm Kathy Perkins, the WordPress Wizard, and I have the WordPressWizard.com. I love WordPress, and I love blogging, and I think everybody should do it. So that's my mission in life, is to get everyone blogging and blogging properly with WordPress.
Okay, now, Kathy, we may have some brand new people on here tonight, because I invited a lot of the mortgage folks, and I know some folks are just getting started in the mortgage business. They may not know exactly what you mean by blogging. Can you tell us the difference between what a blog is and what a regular website is?
Oh, sure. A regular website is static. It just sits there, and people come and look at it, and they say, oh, yeah, well, that's cool. About all they can do is sign up for something or buy something. They can't interact. They can't get to know you because your personality is really not in a website that doesn't change ever.
Mm-hmm.
A blog, on the other hand, is frequently updated content. It's where you post or write short articles frequently, I hope, and we're going to talk about that. It must be updated frequently, and it's with your voice, so that people can get to know, like, and trust you and interact with you. Because on a blog, people can leave comments, and you can comment back to them and actually start a discussion. I've seen many great discussions going on blogs within the comment section.
Mm-hmm.
And even the commenters then get to know each other as well as the blog owner. So it's just win-win for everybody.
So blogging, from what you're just describing and what I know of it, is basically like an old-time party line on the telephone, but instead of on the telephones, you're basically typing everything out. Is that a good analogy?
It's good. Yes, it is good, because you get to read everybody's comments, so it's like you're listening in on the party line, and then you also get to comment yourself and add your comments to the big conversation that's going on.
Okay. Something I wanted to start off with, even though we just talked about the basic stuff of blogging, just to make sure everybody's on the same page there. The title of this is called Blogging with WordPress in a Web 2.0 World. Okay, now just what is a Web 2.0 world anyway?
A Web 2.0 world is interactivity. Web 1.0 consisted of those static websites. Years and years ago on the Internet, like 4 or 5 years ago, which is a long time in Internet years, kind of like dog years, as a matter of fact, but everything was static, and you couldn't really do anything. You could go from here to there and find a lot of websites to look at, but you really couldn't do anything. And then people started playing games online and figured out that they could be interactive. And about that time, when DVR, I mean, when VCRs were very popular, people figured out that they could time shift their viewing, record a program on a VCR, and then watch it whenever you wanted to. And so this guy, Tim, had this vision of what he thought the Internet should be. And he called it Web 2.0 because in software terms, version 2 of a software is much better than version 1. Version 1 is out there for people to use and sort of test and figure out what they like and don't like. And then version 2 comes out and it's much, much better. So while Web 2.0 is not software, it's not a tangible thing. It's really more of a way of thinking. And that way of thinking is build your community. Because if there's one thing that's really lacking today, it's getting to be able to know, like, and trust people. Because everyone is so busy. Everyone goes their separate ways. But on the web, you can accomplish that. And that's one reason why forums and groups are so popular, because people feel like when they find someone who's like-minded, they feel accepted and invited. And that's exactly what you want to do with your blog, and that's the essence of Web 2.0.
Okay. So with 2.0, obviously there used to be a 1.0 at one point, like you just mentioned. And let me think here.
The old static sites.
What was that?
The old static websites.
The old static website. And by static, you mean that's the site that once you put it up, it doesn't change unless you go into the guts and everything and change it. Is that correct?
Exactly. You have to call your webmaster and wait for him to be available, or go in and do it yourself, and you had to know HTML, and it was just really very difficult back then.
Don't be talking technical stuff on here, because remember, I studied numbers. I don't know what technical stuff when you mention HTML. I don't know what that means. So don't get too technical on me here.
So that's the way most people felt. See, technical. I can't do anything technical. That's why the website went up and it didn't change. It sat there because nobody knew how to fix it. And a webmaster was very expensive and almost inaccessible.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the static sites sat. With blogs, on the other hand, you don't have to know programming. You don't have to be technical. If you can use a word processor, you can post on a WordPress blog, because the editor in WordPress is very much the same as a word processor.
Okay. So while we're on the subject of regular websites, or the static websites as you're calling them, and the blogging websites, and since this is an interview all about blogging and WordPress, I would assume WordPress is a blogging platform. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly. The best blogging platform ever, which is my motto, and I absolutely believe it. It's free, for one thing.
Well, that's
if
good.
You're not Blogger. Yeah, that is good. That's a very good thing.
Free's a good thing,
it's
yeah.
It's not Blogger. It's not WordPress.com. It's WordPress on your own hosting account. And that's not as difficult as it sounds or as expensive. Because while WordPress, the software, is free, you do need to buy a domain and get it hosted. And
Okay, wait. Stop right there. You said a couple of things. Okay. I want to make sure we clarify this. You said WordPress, the program itself, is that what you're just talking about? You said that's free?
Yes, that is free.
Okay, but you should get a domain name and a hosting account to set that up within. Is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay. Why would you want to do that? Okay, let me rephrase that. Aren't there places out there that have free hosting that will do this for you? Wouldn't you want to do that instead of buying hosting somewhere? Or what is your professional opinion on that, if I'm even phrasing that correctly?
Well, you're phrasing it exactly correctly, and there are places that offer free hosting. Like at WordPress.com offers a free WordPress hosted blog, and so does Blogger, Blogger.com.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a free blog and hosting there.
Okay.
The problem with that is, here's the problem.
Okay.
First of all, you're not in control. You must be responsible for your data and own your own data. That in itself is enough, but even if people don't understand about owning their own data, here's the biggie that everybody can understand, and that
mm-hmm.
is that with a Blogger blog or a WordPress.com blog, those words are in your domain name. So if you, Drew, had a Blogger blog,
mm-hmm.
it would be the ecourseguru.blogspot.com.
Ooh, I like that.
I know, the ecourseguru.wordpress.com. Whenever anybody sees that in a domain name, they know that it's not very professional. So you want to project an image of being professional when you're on the Internet, because that builds trust.
Okay. Interesting. Now, before we go on, Kathy, I forgot to mention this at the beginning. I want to make sure everybody's aware of this. If you're listening on the phone and you'd like to send in a question or anything of that sort, you can do so on the Internet for the Instant Tell seminar page. You can go to thecourseguru.com/Kathy-Live, L-I-V-E, and you have a Q&A box there at the bottom. Just submit your question in there, type your name and the city you're from or your state or what have you. Send in the questions, and toward the end, we're going to have a little Q&A with all the questions you guys sent in. So once again, that's the ecourseguru.com/Kathy.live. Excuse me, dash live.
Dash live.
Dash live.
And it's Kathy with a C, by the way.
Yeah, Kathy with a C.
Kathy with a K will not get you there.
And it is a small C for typing in purposes. Kathy with a small C. But Kathy's definitely not a small C in my book. She's great. She's awesome. So, Kathy, before we go on, I know this interview is all about have something special coming up soon. You want to tell everybody what that is?
Sure. I'd love to. My course is starting on Thursday, my third course of this year, I believe it is. And it's the same title as this teleseminar, Blogging with WordPress in a Web 2.0 World. It's 5 modules, 1 each week, with 1 week break for me to go speak at a seminar. And so it's 5 modules, and we're going to learn exactly what it is that you need to do to blog in this Web 2.0 world. There are many, many different ways to incorporate Web 2.0 into your blog. And we're going to look at least 10 of those ways during this 5 weeks that we'll be together. And
awesome.
What that means, though, what's in it for you is the big
mm-hmm.
question that everybody has, and that's the question everybody should be asking.
Absolutely.
What's in it for you is traffic, traffic, traffic. You have to generate traffic to your blog before you can do anything with your blog. So you have to have the traffic, but then you have to turn that traffic into loyal, rabid fans who keep coming back and coming back and coming back. Because if you don't do that, the traffic won't stop at your blog. The traffic will keep driving right on past the next time.
Mm-hmm.
So traffic is important, absolutely. But that's only the beginning.
Okay.
You have to turn that traffic into your fan and your loyal reader who comes back. And we're going to learn how to do that.
All right. Well, that's a quick little tease, and we'll get more into how to get into all that later on, because I want to keep this interview going, if you don't mind, unless you want to say something else about it right now.
No, go right ahead.
Okay. So what's this blogging stuff? I mean, my question is, you also mentioned traffic a second ago, and I thought about this earlier
mm-hmm.
today, and I heard this last night. I thought it was pretty good. You know, the word traffic is a really negative word out in the real world, except when you come to internet stuff. Internet stuff, traffic is good. Out in the, on the freeway, on the highway, traffic is bad. So, you know, they have to like, keep that in perspective and everything else. Anyway, so traffic basically means, you know, people visiting your website and things of that sort, for lack of a better term or loosely stated. So if somebody with limited list, or has a small list or has a small amount of traffic going to their blog, how can somebody make money with that? What would somebody need to do? Obviously, they want to increase that, but what is this, what do you consider the best way for people to increase the traffic, so to speak?
By getting yourself out there, by using social networking, social bookmarking, commenting and linking strategy, and audio and video, and all of those Web 2.0 terms that get you out there and get you noticed, and then people will come to know who you are. They'll see you everywhere, and then they'll say, oh, I've got to go see what this is all about.
Uh-huh.
But on the other hand, there are two strategies here. There's the get yourself out there and get known strategy, which is important. But just as important is getting the search engines to notice you.
Uh-huh.
And that is done by the work, and I almost hate to call it work because blogging is really fun as far as I'm concerned, but the time and effort that you put into your blog will pay off not only in visitors and satisfying
mm-hmm.
your visitors and turning them into readers, but it's going to pay off in the search engines too, because your main goal on the search engine side of the coin is to get yourself indexed for your keywords. So what in the world does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
That means that when somebody types into their Google search bar something that they're looking for, and you have the solution to their problem, because if they're typing in something in the Google search bar, they have a problem that they want to have solved. If you have that solution and Google knows about you, then you're going to come up in the search results for that keyword.
Uh-huh.
Then, if you come up high enough, people will click on your link and go to your blog and see what you have to say. So that's just as important as getting yourself out there, getting yourself ranked in the search engines for your particular keywords.
Okay.
I know there are mortgage people on here. Let me just say one thing.
Please, please.
Well, I have a lot of things to say, but I'll say this.
Well, trust me, I keep it limited tonight. Trust me.
About keywords, okay?
Yes.
If your area is mortgage,
yes,
you are never going to get ranked well for the word mortgage, because the people who get ranked well for a mortgage are huge mortgage companies and banks.
Okay.
So you, as an independent or whoever you are in mortgage, if you're not one of the top mortgage people, I mean, and even like Fannie Mae is in the news, and Freddie Mac, and I don't know, Joe Bob. I don't know who all these people are. But
oh, you're close.
they're all in the news. And so they get talked about and talked about and talked about. Well, they're going to rank right up there right now.
Okay.
They're in the news. So don't try to rank for huge words. Rank for phrases. You can, just by brainstorming and thinking about it, you can come up with phrases. What if you were looking for a mortgage? What would you type into the Google search bar? Well, you're probably not a good person to ask because you know about mortgages. But
right.
What would an average person, you know, would they be looking for something that's fixed rate, 30-year, whatever?
The average person does look for stuff like that, yeah. So
exactly.
If I understand what you're telling me then, is if you have a blog and you're doing this blog stuff, to get ranked higher on the search engine mortgage-wise, you need to put those words like fixed rate mortgages and something like that throughout the blog, or where would you put those?
Yes. You'd put
okay.
them in the title of your post. You would put
okay.
them in the post because, of course, your post, every post is a little article. They're maybe 150 words approximately, but they're not very long, okay? They're little short articles about a very, very specific subject.
Mm-hmm.
And I even think fixed-rate mortgages is too broad of a subject for one post. You might introduce
okay.
a series of articles or blog posts about fixed-rate mortgages and then talk about even subcategories within that. So key phrases would go in your title, in your blog post, in your keywords, which we haven't even talked about, but there's a place
mm-hmm.
that you can put in your keywords in the WordPress editor, and that's what the search engines look at.
So when
the combination.
Go ahead.
The combination of everything, your title, your post, your keywords, that's
mm-hmm.
all that the search engines look at, and what they want is relevancy. Relevant is their keyword because they want everything related to something else within that one post. If you accomplish that, and when you start writing, it's not difficult to do, because if you get down to one specific subject that you're going to write about in a post, how can you help but have your keyword phrases in there?
That makes sense.
You can't. So you just come up with a title, and you've won the search engine wars.
Interesting. So you keep talking about search engines and everything else, or SEO, search engine optimization. Now, I don't know about you, but I get bombarded with people and emails saying, they can get me ranked higher with this SEO program that they developed. If I just pay them a gazillion dollars and they guarantee me a number one rank or something like that. Not to step on anybody's toes, if somebody does that, fantastic if they're good at it and that makes sense. But from what you're telling me, from what I'm understanding, you can do maybe not as productive or not as good or what have you. But if you understand how to do blogging correctly, especially with WordPress, you can get pretty high up there on the Google ranks. Is that correct?
Exactly. SEO experts came about when there were static websites and people couldn't get ranked in any
okay.
of the search engines because they didn't know how, because there wasn't anything built in to help them like there is in WordPress. So, no, you don't have to be an SEO expert, and you certainly don't have to hire one. You don't have to pay anybody a dollar to help you with your SEO efforts because it's built into WordPress. You have to take advantage of the things that are built in, like putting in the keywords in that
mm-hmm.
box below the editor. You can't just build it and they will come.
Okay.
For Field of Dreams, that doesn't
yeah.
work. If you build it and put a little bit of effort into it, they will come. But
okay.
it's that effort that you have to put forth that's going to do it. And no, you don't need search engine experts by any means. You don't need to know the term SEO because it's almost automatic. If you just do what is available inside of WordPress and learn how to write proper posts, and by proper finding is very tightly focused on one area.
Huh. Interesting. Now, I got to tell a little story about something I did. I think it was just last week. And for those of you who don't know, Kathy and I have been friends for the better part of a year now through internet and through phone. We met each other one time, and then she's a beautiful person inside and out. I got to tell you guys that. So last week we were chit-chatting, and she absolutely set up my blog and really helped me out quite a bit at theecourseguru.info if you want to check it out. And as we were talking, she says, she's looking at it and she says, so what words did you put in your tags? And there's dead silence. I'm like, what in the world is she talking about? What is a tag? Because I know I had tags on my other website, but I didn't know anything about tags on this blog thing. And then she basically has the password to get into it because she's the administrator of my account, thank goodness. And she looks, and if she could have slapped me upside the head through the phone, she would have, because I haven't been putting my keywords like she told me to like 1,000 times. So
exactly.
So when I tell you guys that Kathy knows what she's doing, she knows what she's doing. She doesn't even have to see it to understand what she knows what she's doing. So that's I thank her for doing that last week. And she just keeps, as long as she keeps doing stuff like that, eventually I'm gonna be up there in the top ranks of everything. So
thank you
very much, Kathy, for that.
You're welcome. And here's the thing that I want everybody to know is that it doesn't happen overnight. I know you've gotten email from people who said, ooh, I made a gazillion dollars 14 seconds after I launched this product.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing about that. They've worked and worked and worked. They didn't just put a product up and 14 seconds later they were a gazillionaire. They've worked
mm-hmm.
on that product. They've put their life into that product. They've promoted it and promoted it and promoted it and gotten other people to promote it. And then finally, when it launched, they made some money.
Mm-hmm.
So it is not an overnight process.
And the way to make that kind of money, in my opinion, on the Internet is to have people know who you are. And one of the ways to do that is by utilizing blogs. The more you utilize the blog, the more people are going to know you. The more people will know you, the more people you can promote your stuff to, and therefore it's just, you know, it just makes sense that the more people that are out there looking to buy something or purchase something that you create because they're interested in your topic. Because let's face it, if you blog about, you know, white erase boards, and you're not, and the person, and for instance, I'm not interested in a white erase board, I'm not going to read your blog because it doesn't interest me. But if you have 1,000 people out there around the world that are interested in a dry white erase board, and you put a product out there that's going to benefit them for whatever reason it is, all of a sudden you have 1,000 people that read your stuff that are interested in your product, and you know you have 1,000 people that are interested because they read your stuff.
Exactly.
So
that is exactly right.
Which brings me to another thing here, and I know you haven't even mentioned this yet, but I have this in my notes as I got this phrase today. Well, I got it a couple days ago, and I don't really understand what it is. So if you have a blog such as WordPress that we're talking about, and you're constantly typing on there every day, you know, doing stuff, whatever you're wanting to promote or your business or what have you. For instance, I do e-courses on my blog. And it's one of my businesses. We talked about the mortgage before, and I will talk about the e-course. If I want people to know when I put stuff up or type something in on the blog, there's something called an RSS feed to help me out with that. I think that's what it does. Can you talk about that or tell us what that is?
Exactly. And that is exactly what it does. And it's one of the most important facets of Web 2.0, actually, because what RSS does, RSS stands for Really Simple Syndication. And, of course, people laugh at that because syndication, what is simple about that? But it really is, because here's what it does, first of all. I'll tell you what it does, and then I'll tell you how it does it.
Mm-hmm.
It takes your blog post and puts it out to blog directories, search engines, people who subscribe. We'll talk about that in a minute, so don't let your eyes glaze over. But it's like if you write a column for a newspaper and you turn that column into one newspaper, but then that newspaper is syndicated, your column goes all over the world. So it's
okay.
The same thing with your blog post, except it's electronic. And, of course, newspaper syndication is electronic now, too. But that's something that people can visualize. Yeah, a newspaper, a column that Dave Barry wrote in Miami, and somebody in Osaka, Japan can read it because it's syndicated. They don't have to get the Miami Herald. Isn't that the newspaper in Miami? Anyway, they don't have to get the Miami newspaper in order to read Dave Barry's column because it's syndicated all over the world. And it's the
mm-hmm.
same with Really Simple Syndication. This is a service. It's free, by the way, free. And it takes your blog post and sends it everywhere out on the Internet. So it's wonderful. It's called FeedBurner. F like Frank, EED, feed, because that's what it is. It's called a feed, feedburner.com. And that's a fantastic service. It should be on every single blog because it takes your post and puts it everywhere.
Well, great. Awesome. Now, let me interrupt again. I'm getting a couple of emails from folks that are listening on the phone and can't find the website for the teleconference. Maybe I said it too fast. If you go to theecourseguru.com/Kathy with a C, that's a small c, C-A-T-H-Y, dash live, L-I-V-E. That should take it to the Instantel seminar page where you can type in questions for later on. Okay, so Kathy, this is going to be a total surprise for you, and you're gonna freak out when I ask you this. But as I was reading your bio at the beginning, you said you started off with a internet doing a dog site. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, and I know this has never been asked of you before, so I want you to give us your best doggy voice, like when you're calling your dog, like come here, Poochie, 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 come here. Can you give us your best dog voice? How do you call your dogs?
Yes, I have two. Their names are Tilly and Perot, and I call.
Wait! What are their names?
Tilly and Perot.
Kelly.
Tilly, T-I-L-L-I-E.
Okay.
And her nickname is Tills. So.
Okay, let's hear it.
I call them this way. I say, Tills, Perot, come on, let's go.
Oh, that's so cute.
I call them, and they always come.
Well, I hope so. You probably feed them. So, anyway, I wrote that little note down. I said, I got to ask her what's her best little doggy voice and all that good stuff. So, folks, I also want to tell you about this real quick. When I sent out a couple of emails saying that Kathy is world-renowned. And when I say that, I don't say it lightly because just last week, and she doesn't know I'm going to say this either, she was on a call. We're talking to people over in Asia. If I recall, wasn't that what you told me? You were talking to people in Asia last week?
Yeah.
So it's not just anybody that can talk to people over in Asia and teach them how to do stuff. And so Kathy actually had a group of people listening over the internet, and she was teaching them stuff. So was that? So can you speak different languages, or how does that work? Or how did that work for you?
Most people. In Indonesia, in Malaysia, and Singapore, speak English, as a matter of fact. Sometimes it's difficult to understand their English, but they do speak it. And some of them speak it really well, as a matter of fact. So, no, we were just talking in our normal, whatever accent we happen to have, voices, and they were understanding. Because I'm telling you that after this was with Alex Mendozian, who was in Singapore a few months ago, and is now starting up the Asia Internet Marketing School, and I'm a member of his faculty. And the Singapore bloggers were melting the internet talking about him.
Oh, my word.
It was absolutely amazing to watch all of these bloggers talking about what a wonderful experience it was to be able to listen to him live when he was over there. So that's very cool.
Well, that was just a little cheap plug there that I want to let you guys know that that when I mentioned that, when I said that Kathy's world-renowned, she really is world-renowned. You can't just jump in with a guy like Alex Mendozian just for the heck of it. He's very well-known, very well-respected on the Internet. So you're in good hands when Kathy is working with you. All right. Now, you mentioned something earlier that I want to touch base on here. And feel free to go off on a tangent and go in different directions if you want to. But you mentioned something, forums and groups, earlier. Now, I have recently got on Facebook and started doing groups on Facebook, but I know you're big on this Tweety thing, or what's it called? Twitter. What can you tell us about that, and how does that benefit, or how does blogging relate to this kind of stuff?
This is such an interesting phenomenon. These social networks have come about just over the past few years. Well, really over the past 1 year. You've probably all heard of MySpace, where teenagers go. And
yes.
Actually, the police go there a lot, too. But, but that's how social networking really got started. It was with kids, teenagers. And then finally, the business community caught on. but it was kind of hard to invade MySpace. The teenagers and college students had that pretty well wrapped up. So then, but the idea was great. The idea was wonderful. And so people, some enterprising young people, in fact, the guy who owns Facebook looks like he's about 12 years old, and I do think he's in his early 20s, maybe, but he, and a multimillionaire, but these people started these business groups like Facebook and like LinkedIn, that's specifically for business bloggers, and just a lot of different social networks. Then somebody started Twitter. Twitter is different. Twitter is microblogging. When you go to Twitter,
you got to explain that one.
It's little tiny blog posts is what it is, because you only have 142 characters to type in a tweet. That's what.
Okay.
What it's
all right. Stop right there. So, okay, if there's 142 characters to tweet, did you say tweet?
Yes.
Did you say? Tweet. Oh my gosh, tweet. Okay. So, and you said it's a mini blog. So, a regular blog would be roughly how many characters then?
Oh, I have no idea about characters. It'd be a regular blog post would be 150 or so words.
Okay. I know with articles, at least you have to get, you know, you want to get at least 250 words for an article. So you're telling me a blog post should be a little shorter than an article as well?
Yes, yes. And that's one of the beauties. If you write articles, from one article, you can have several blog post ideas. So that's just a little aside. You repurpose stuff.
Okay.
But Twitter, let's get back to
Go back to your tweeting thing here,
I love Twitter. And there's a whole language evolving around Twitter. Like, if you want to meet somebody, you say you have a tweet up instead of a meet up.
Oh, my word.
I know. But see, this is what makes it fun. Twitter is fun, and it really does a lot for your business because little short posts. I'm getting ready for my interview with Drew. Put in the URL where people can go, and that's a tweet. Well, the cool thing about integrating that with WordPress is that you can make WordPress take the first sentence or first little bit, not to exceed 140 characters, of your blog post and put it on Twitter automatically with a link back to your blog post. So,
interesting.
First of all, that's an incoming link. We haven't discussed links, but that's part of your strategy is linking. Well, so you get an incoming link. You get people on Twitter to read it who might not otherwise visit your blog, but now they will if you tweet frequently. And it doesn't require a lot of work because, like I said, when you blog, your post can go to Twitter automatically. When you write an article and submit it to eZine Articles, they have now a new thing that if you put in your Twitter name, username, and password, when you get an article approved, it'll automatically go to Twitter.
And you're saying that thousands of more people will see it instantaneously, basically.
Oh, yes, absolutely. People very rarely get comments on their articles. There's a way you can leave comments, but people very rarely comment on articles. Now, you invite them and you want them to comment on your blog, but on articles that are over in eZine Articles, people just don't comment. They read them, they click your links, and they go and buy stuff, but very rarely leave comments. But my very first this is a brand-new service from eZine Articles, and my very first article that went over to Twitter, some guy who's following me on Twitter went and read my article on eZine Articles and really liked it, and he left a comment on it. My first comment came from a Twitter feed.
Oh, wow.
So that's huge.
That's huge. Well, I don't want to talk about Twitter too much because, you know, I want to talk, make sure we talk about the blogs and everything else, what we're doing here, not to stop about Twitter. But for those of you that came in late, let's see a few people that came in on the broadcast late. I am Andrew Pulido, Drew Pulido, the eCourse guru, and I'm talking with Kathy Perkins, the WordPress wizard. And yes, we've been interviewing on blogging in a 2.0 world and things of that sort. So, Kathy, I want you to go ahead and promote what you have coming up again, and then we'll take some questions coming in from our listeners. So what do you have coming up next couple of days?
Okay, starting on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
my new course, Blogging with WordPress in a Web 2.0 World, it's a five-module course, one module per week that will go for about an hour and a half or so, depending on questions. Could be longer than an hour and a half. I generally tell people it's between an hour and a half and 2 hours. So that's five meetings that we will have, learning all about blogging and how to incorporate all of these wonderful new Web 2.0 things. I could call them applications, but really they're just things that help you get out there and get known on the Internet and help drive traffic to your site, and we're going to learn how to turn that traffic into rabid, loyal fans.
Interesting. Now, to get more information on this, folks, you can go to the website www.theecourseguru.com/blogging. You know, give you all the particulars about this course she has coming up. And so obviously there's going to be a cost to this and everything else, Kathy. What do you have going on for us?
Okay. For the people who are on this call, this page should have come down because I had a $100 discount for the first 24 people who signed up. That has long since passed. So
okay.
That page is up just for this evening. Okay? Just for this
evening. So wait, make sure I understand this. So you're telling me that the folks that come in this evening are going to be taking advantage of the a little error that you did from another call? And you're going to get a special a discount price?
Sort of. I guess that you could call it that. It's $497.
Mm-hmm.
Just for the people who are on this call. The regular price is
$597. Okay.
And it should be that right now because the $497 was only for the first 24 people who registered. But because I like Drew and Drew's a good friend, I wanted to offer his folks something a little bit better than that.
Well,
so
thank you.
If you register through Drew's link that he just gave you.
TheeCourseGuru.com/blogging.
BLOGGING.
Correct.
Okay. You'll get the $497 price rather than the regular $597 price.
Well, cool. Thank you. And as an added bonus, I'm going to throw in something, and I haven't even told you this yet, Kathy, but since this is my call, I'm going to do this. I was interviewed a couple months ago by my mentor, Jeff Herring, and I do believe you work with Jeff as well quite a bit. And he interviewed me on how to create a prospect and profit-pulling e-course. And so what I'm going to do for tonight only, for the people who sign up for your class tonight, along with that discount that you're giving them, I'm going to throw in that hour-long interview as well that Jeff and I did. And we got into some real good stuff with that. If you didn't get a chance to hear it at the time, I'm throwing that in as a bonus for this call tonight.
That was an excellent call. I really liked that. So
thank you.
I can vouch for the fact that that's really, really going to be a nice bonus. Y'all really should hear that because Drew and Jeff did a really good job.
Well, thank you. That has not even been released yet. I haven't put it out anywhere yet because I was editing it, and I've been a little bit lazy with the Olympics and everything else watching that. So I got done editing it the way I wanted it, and then I'm offering that tonight. Like I said, Kathy didn't even know I was going to do that. So people sign up for her course, theecourseguru.com/blogging, that's BLOGGING, and sign up for Kathy's course. It only starts in a couple of days on the 21st, so you don't have very much time to get to it. So,
All right,
Kathy.
Here's the thing. Let me just say one more thing about that.
Everything
will be recorded and up in the members area, so that if you cannot make one of the classes, or I have one person in particular who's a real early morning person, and the calls will be at 8 o'clock in the evening Eastern time, so he is going to be listening to it the next day via the recording. So everything will be up, the action guides, the recordings. We're going to have some webinars, actually, where you can actually watch what I do on my screen, and those are videos that will also be up in the members area. So if you miss something or 8 o'clock is not convenient, don't worry, because everything will be up for you.
Okay. And just for replay purposes, because once we're done with this call tonight, I'll be putting it up, a link to this call on my blog, theecourseguru.com. And if you're listening to this through the recording, I'm sorry to say that you do not get that $100 bonus. Keep that in mind.
Exactly. So that will come down at midnight tonight Eastern.
Okay, no problem. But you'll still be able to go to the same website and get same link and get the course. So I highly encourage that. Okay.
Exactly.
So we have a couple of questions that came in. You ready for some Q&A?
Sure.
Okay, as our mentor Jeff always says, the listeners provide the Q and you'll provide the A. How's that?
Exactly.
Okay. Question came in from Loretta. How are corporate trainers using blogs to support learning in the workplace? Ooh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. And most corporations, big corporations, have what is called an intranet. That's an internet that's specifically within the corporation itself. And many, many forward-thinking IT departments allow corporate blogs to be put up on those intranets because it facilitates communication. You can put up gobs of stuff. If you have e-learning, if you want people to learn over, quote, the internet, except it's really going to be called the intranet because it will be within your own company, it's very easy to put up lessons, communicate with people, let people know what's going on in the company. There are just zillions of things you can do with a corporate intranet blog. Now, if your company allows you to blog outside of the company, that's on the big World Wide Web internet, the possibilities are just limitless for e-training. And blogs are perfect for that because of the interaction that they allow. So blogs are excellent for corporate e-learning purposes.
Okay. Interesting. All right, here's another one that came in from Joe from Cleveland. Says that Kathy and Drew, I'm starting out with his blog stuff. Well, he didn't say like that. I just said that. He's starting out blogging. And he wants to know,
like you, Drew.
Yeah, I know. He wants to know, where does he start? I mean, does he, paraphrasing it here because he goes on for a while, does he find other people doing the same thing, or how does he start? And that's a question I have today as well. I mean, how does one start if they're brand new and they set up their blog tomorrow? How do they even start? What do they know what to do or what to say or what other people are saying?
Okay, the very first thing you need to do is do some research. Forget about putting up your blog tomorrow. Do a little research. Search for your keywords. Search for words that are important according to your area of expertise. If that's mortgages, think about every single thing related to mortgages and search on it, and you will find blogs. You will find blogs. See what they're doing. See what they're talking about. See how they're posting, and don't ever copy anyone, but do research and find out what you like and what you think is working, and model that when you first start out. The next one thing that you must do is get a domain name. So you have to put a lot of thought into your domain name, and it may not be available, but it might. So don't even worry about whether you think it's taken or not. I know that there are people out there who say, oh, all the good domain names are gone. Wrong.
That's not true.
Many good domain names. I bought 4 domains today that are just dynamite names. So think about your domain name. It doesn't have to be the same name as your business. It does not have to be the same as the title of your blog, but it does need to have some of your keywords in it. It has to indicate to people what you're doing. Like Drew has eCourse Guru in his.
Mm-hmm.
That tells people immediately, oh, he's talking about e-courses. I have WordPress
right.
in mine, the WordPress
okay.
Wizard. That indicates to people that I talk about WordPress. So if they're not interested in WordPress, they're not on my site. And I don't even want, I want people on my site who are interested, and that's what you want too. So do some research and pick a domain name. Those are your very
okay.
first two steps.
Okay. That's interesting. You mentioned your website, the WordPress Wizard, because we got a question coming in that said that someone went to your website and they see this thing called the Wizard Weekly, and they want to know, you know, is that something they sign up for if they take your course, or is that something completely separate? Or can you explain what this word, this Wizard Weekly is?
Yes, yes. I love the Wizard Weekly. That's my free weekly telecourse. I do it every Wednesday at 3 in the afternoon, and again, it's recorded, and the recordings are always available. I try to get them up the same day, but right now I'm teaching another course on Wednesday also, so it might be Thursday before I get the Wizard Weekly recording up. But it's a free weekly teleseminar. It has nothing to do with the course. You can sign up for that no matter what, if you take the course or not. You can sign up for the Wizard Weekly. I talk every week about things having to do with blogging and or with WordPress. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
we get technical, and sometimes we talk about concepts and theories. And last week we talked about psychology of blogging. Tomorrow we're going to talk about how to build a one-page sales letter in WordPress. So you just never know what you might find when you come to the Wizard Weekly. It's really a good call. I love doing it.
And folks, I'm listening to those calls every week, and you'd be surprised the wealth of information that Kathy gives. It's what about 45 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes long, usually depends on question and answer, if I recall.
Exactly, yeah. It usually runs about 45 minutes. I try not to keep people too long because I've had so many people tell me that they like the less than 1 hour format because it doesn't
mm-hmm.
take up so much time.
Right.
So we don't dilly-dally around. You know, we kind of get right into it, and we go through the stuff, and I usually have an action guide for people to print and follow
mm-hmm.
along and take notes. And it's really a fun call. I like it.
And I'll tell you, folks, what, for those of you who've never heard Kathy before, they're listening right now, she has such a way of presenting things, and she doesn't know I'm going to say this either, and I've told her this, you know, privately before. She has such a way of presenting things that all the technical stuff, but she makes it so the average person can figure it out. Because believe me, if I understand what she's saying, anybody can, because when it comes to this internet stuff and technical stuff, you know, I am not there. That's why I have Kathy as my backup. She's a good friend of mine, and she wants to smack me sometimes all the stupid questions I've asked her. So if you guys have a question for Kathy on these calls, no question is small. Trust me, because I've asked some really dumb questions in the past, and you can't get any dumber than I have. So that's a very good learning tool. And you said it was free?
Yes, free. In order to get the information on when and where the calls are, you just go to thewordpresswizard.com, and you look right over on the right-hand side of that blog, and you'll see where you can give me your name and email address, and you can ask me your most burning question about WordPress, too, as a matter of fact. And,
that's awesome.
Sometimes I answer them right away personally. Sometimes I answer them on the blog or on the teleseminar. So,
okay.
But every question is answered for sure. And you
well,
don't
great.
Have to fill in your question. If you don't have any questions and you think you want to listen anyway, that's not a required field. So you can just give me your name and email address and leave that question blank. Because a lot of people who are just starting out have no idea what they want to ask. And that's okay. That's just
I didn't have that problem.
No, you didn't, did you?
I was asking all kinds of questions. Most of them weren't relevant to anything, but I was asking all kinds of questions, which is a whole different for you there.
But there are people who don't know what to ask in the beginning. And that's fine. You don't have to have a question.
Okay, guys, now we're coming up to an hour because I've promised folks this is going to be an hour-long interview. So tell us again what you got going on and then where we can go to get all the good information in the next couple of days.
Okay. Blogging with WordPress in a Web 2.0 world is my new, brand new, five-module telecourse on what is Web 2.0? How do you use it in your blog? Where do you have to go to get this stuff? And how much is it going to cost? Well, everything I'm going to talk about is absolutely free, if you can believe that. I'm not going to recommend one single thing you get that costs money. Now, if you don't have a blog already, you do need a domain name and you do need hosting, and that's going to cost you a whopping approximately $60 per year. And
per
year? Where you can get into, yeah, per year. I don't know where you can go into business for $60.
Oh, my word. $60 per year, and that's for a domain name and hosting for a year. Wow.
And hosting, right. Yeah, because if you have just one domain and you only need the very lowest level of hosting account, you don't need one that costs $25 a month. You can get it for some places for $3.95 or $4.95. In that vicinity, and domain names are a whopping $9 per year. Well,
I'll
I think
break the
10
bank
by
with that
the time
one.
They add on that ICANN fee, so say 10.
Okay.
And
they can make
all the money you have to spend is at
to get your business
settled.
Going. Now, where else can you do that, folks? Get a business going for $60 a year. Pretty good stuff. And then Kathy's going to show you how to monetize that business and get it rocking and rolling the correct way by using the WordPress and everything else. So you can get all the details to her course at theecourseguru.com/blogging, B-L-O-G-G-I-N-G. And what's the price of this, Kathy?
$497 for the next 2 hours. And it goes
for next 2 hours. $497, and you get Kathy in your hip pocket for, is it 5 weeks?
Right, 5 weeks.
5 weeks. And as a bonus for just call only, go ahead. Actually, what?
There will be five action-packed weeks.
Oh, five action-packed weeks. Ah. And for this call only, I'm throwing in the bonus that an interview was done with me by Jeff Herring, how to create a profit and prospect pulling e-course. And I'm throwing that in as a bonus just for this call, and I think Kathy is very well worth it even without the bonus, but that's an extra incentive for you folks. So, Kathy, any last parting words before we leave?
Just come to my course. Come on the Wizard Weekly calls and just see what this wonderful world of blogging is all about. It'll do wonders for your business. It will not do wonders overnight, but it will do wonders for your business.
All right. Well, Kathy, I thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And folks, go to the WordPressWizard.com, sign up for the Wizard Weekly. And if you haven't already done so, this is my cheap and free plug. Go to the eCourseGuru.info and sign up for my eCourse trainings and things of that sort. So until next time, this is Drew the eCourse Guru saying stay cool. Thanks, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.